Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. Our Falling Into Place series spotlights the important work of and foster collaboration between not-for-profit organizations in our communities, allowing us all to fall into place. Falling Into Place is supported by the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, providing a helping hand to turn inspiration into accomplishment. See more possibilities, see more promise, see more progress. This week, we feature the work of the Excelsior College Online Writing Lab. To learn more, we welcome Dr. Crystal Sands, founding director of the Online Writing Lab, and Dr. Frank Crocco, who is associate director of the Writing Lab. Welcome to you both. Thank you very much for being with us. A great pleasure to have you on the program.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you, Joe.
Very nice to have you on the show. Crystal, let us begin with you of how this got started. This has been around for a little while.
Yes. We've been around for a couple years now, but we started working on it quite a few years before that. We had done some research, institutional research at Excelsior, based on faculty surveys about our students' writing skills and found that our students were very much in line with what we were seeing in national research, and that is students were struggling. They were struggling with writing. They were coming into college not fully prepared to write at the college level. And at the same time as they were progressing, they weren't, you know, ending up where we had hoped they would be in terms of their writing skills as well. So we saw that there was a need not only at our institution, but nationally as well, and you know, we wanted to do something different and create a resource that could help everyone.
So it is important to note this is not just for your students.
Right. It is a completely open resource. It is free to all students across the United States and the world. And we do have a lot of students across the United States using the OWL, but then we do have students from around the world who use the OWL as well.
And, of course, OWL stands for Online Writing Lab, just so people know that we haven't reverted back to our earlier conversation about animal intelligence. Frank, give us a sense of how you use it, of how it helps you when you go online.
Sure, Joe. This might actually be a better question for Crystal, but
all right. Well, then I'll go to Crystal.
Yeah.
And then you can tell me what I should ask you. Go ahead, Crystal.
She helped develop the OWL, so I'll defer to her, and then I'll be happy to chime in.
All right. Very good.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you know, one of the things that we wanted to do was we wanted to, number one, meet students where they were in terms of their writing skills, and provide support in a wide variety of areas. So to do our best to provide support for them, whether they were writing a short essay, a discussion post, a longer research essay, we wanted to give them some tools to help them prepare for that. And so we built, at least in our foundational run with the OWL as it is now, we built a pretty comprehensive resource that's going to help those beginning writers. So for students who are just coming into college and they're not sure, you know, how to talk this talk and what things look like. And so students can go there. They can find samples. They can find really warm, supportive instruction. And then we use a lot of media. So students can watch videos as students go through the process of writing an essay and what that looks like. And so we just tried to, you know, kind of meet them wherever they might be as much as possible in building this resource.
And Frank?
Yes, I'll just swing off what Crystal was saying there. Crystal and our team really built an interactive piece of software that can really stand alone, I think, which distinguishes it from some of the other OWLs on the Internet that are free for use. So what I've seen is that a lot of the common OWLs are there as a sort of an accessory for a writing course, and usually there's an in-house writing center so that the OWL functions as a kind of place to store information and to grab information and circulate information to students. Our site does that, but it also has a lot of this interactive multimedia dimension that allows students to really work through these modules and pick up the skills they need, practice the skills they need just by using the owl itself. And I think that's what's different about the approach that we've taken, that the Crystal and her team took to develop the owl, and that we want to proceed with in the future, that these are resources that a student can really engage with because of the video, the audio, because of the interactive quizzes and activities and other exercises that are on there.
Crystal, how have you seen it help students? What kind of feedback do you get, and can you give us any examples of or scenarios of how it has helped over the years?
Yes, yes. Well, I've been very fortunate. We were able to do a big national study the first year that we had the OWL ready to go. And then we were last year able to run a state study in the state of New York. And so through that process, we have been able to gather a lot of feedback from students. In addition to things like seeing significant improvement in final course grades, in essay writing skills, in their ability to articulate the writing process, we've also seen students improve their attitudes toward writing. In the national study, there was a significant growth in how students felt in terms of writing anxiety and their apprehension, with students reporting that they felt much more comfortable, that they felt much more prepared. Students felt that the OWL was helpful in preparing them to write in different courses and disciplines as well, and that's something we were really hoping for. I've also had the good fortune of being able to teach both online and in a face-to-face classroom using the OWL. And so I've been able to see students like interact with it and work with it and see the significant kind of progress that students can make when, you know, students are struggling with their literacy skills. To be able to watch videos or to be able to play a game to help them reinforce these concepts is critical. And we've had students say things like, I've used other resources before, but this resource feels like it's on our side. And that was one of the, I think, most profound comments that we got from the national study, because that's really what we were after. We wanted to make a difference for students, and we wanted them to know that we were there to help them.
That is a fascinating insight of being on their side. So there is a sense in using other tools that they are in some way shaming them or taking them to task.
I don't know. I don't think, like, in my experience in using other tools, because I've used a lot of open resources, I don't think that's it. I think it's more just about there's a voice that we have in the OWL for beginning writers that lets them know that we understand this is difficult stuff, and that we are going to provide the resources they need to help them in a more user-friendly way. And I think that is probably one of the biggest differences. I had used a lot of other online writing labs in my experience teaching as a writing teacher. And, you know, I could send students to a specific page, and they, even on that page, were unable to find specific information. And so we built this, you know, differently. So there's that same foundational writing support that other resources offer, but we're doing it in a different way with, again, with that idea of trying to just meet them where they are. And it was really cool that students were able to get a sense of that.
Frank, when it comes... go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to chime in here and speculate a bit about why students feel that it's on their side. I think there has been a lot of attention paid to making this a student-centered website with student-centered user interface. On other sites, you know, my feeling is that perhaps they're constructed in a way that really speaks to the needs of instructors to send students to find material, and sometimes it's difficult for the student to identify, locate the material they need. On our site, because we, you know, think about the experience as one where the student is engaging with the site and needs to be welcomed, introduced, walked through the content, helped to practice the content, it's very much student-centered. Also, I think that our reliance on different kinds of media, you know, images, video, sound, so on. I think it speaks to where students are at today, from the younger population to the older student population. And our average student population at Excelsior is 38. But, you know, we service all ages. This site is free to all colleges, you know, with your typical 18-year-old entering freshman all the way up, to, you know, people who are returning from other careers, going back to school. And I think that our society today is much more comfortable with the kind of multimedia technology, as someone has called it. You know, they're digital natives, or some of them are digital immigrants, and they were used to seeing and interacting with that kind of technology. And our site provides that, and I think that's part of what makes it welcoming. It makes it familiar.
As far as keeping it up to date, because I assume it's always a work in progress, right, Crystal? I mean, it's something that you have to keep working on.
Yes, it is forever a work in progress. We have been able to, of course, from our studies, get wonderful feedback from both students and faculty. But then also, you know, we have, you know, our own ideas, our own lists of dreams that we have. And, you know, one of them is to bring more gaming to the L, which Frank is, you know, working toward, which is very exciting. But it is constantly a work in progress and a labor of love for all of us, really.
Is what does the gaming accomplish, Frank, as far as how does that help the student, and why is it so important to be part of the process?
Well, one of the things that the game accomplishes is to engage the student more deeply with the content and just keep them working through the modules. There have been, you know, tons of studies over the last two or three decades on how gaming affects engagement, how gaming affects learning, and so on. We conducted a study when I was at the City University of New York, where we demonstrated that there is indeed, you know, greater enjoyment when games are introduced into the curriculum, and that actually translates into improvements in deep learning. And so my job is to kind of think about how to introduce some of that game, more of that gaming, into the OWL. Crystal has helped develop a game called Paper Capers, which has been pretty successful. And so, you know, I'm kind of building on that success. We have a couple of different ideas. One of the things that we're thinking about doing is introducing what are called gamification elements into the website, which would be to kind of take, you know, traditional concepts like learning objectives, learning outcomes, and things like that, and turn them into badges so that there's a kind of visceral, just-in-time sort of feeling of accomplishment as a student is walking through the site and completing parts of the program. But we're also thinking about developing games that would be sort of casual games laced throughout the site that would help to engage the student more deeply in the content. You know, beyond just a quiz to see if they understood what they're learning, actually have them apply the content. Let's say in a scenario where they have to identify, you know, topic sentences, or comment on kind of mode of argumentation that they see, or evaluate some piece of writing in some way, and add some kind of game layer to that, and just make it more engaging. It's been very successful in the corporate sector. The military was one of the first, really, to pioneer using games and simulations. There's a lot of experience developing this kind of stuff and seeing it succeed in other areas. So we want to bring some of that to this website.
We were talking about the OWL, which is stands for Online Writing Lab, and it's the Excelsior College Online Writing Lab. If you go to our website, wamc.org/roundtable, we have all the links there that will get you to the Writing Lab. And it's wamc.org/roundtable, and all of the links will be provided so you can find out all kinds of information about this great project. Crystal, Frank, thank you very much for being with us. A great pleasure, and best of luck and continued best luck on your great work. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having us, Joe. And we want to, of course, thank the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation for giving us this opportunity and, you know, to help spread the word. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Again, Falling Into Place is supported by the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, providing a helping hand to turn inspiration into accomplishment. See more possibilities, see more promise, see more progress.